If you're not careful, trouble will find you in these markets. But you want to be careful? Then you need to know where to go looking for trouble. And that's where we're going now. We are headed to the danger zone. It's the danger zone on Money Life, where we talk with the experts from New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And what is dangerous is something that is misleading, something where if you dig in at the top and you look at the numbers and they look good to you, you ask a different question.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
And you come to the answer that, yeah, it might be possible. And you're doing this because you want to try to be safe.
This will eliminate the possibility of dangerous shock.
Yeah, we don't want you to have a shock. They don't want you to have a shock at New Constructs. If you want to learn more about how it works, newconstructs.com. You can find their list of most attractive and most dangerous stocks. You can find their blog about their danger zone picks. So there's always more detail on the investments we discuss here and more. Joining me now, Kyle Guskey, investment analyst with New Constructs. Kyle, great to have you back on Money Life.
Thanks for having me.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Lord Abbott Growth Opportunities Fund.
Danger, danger.
Lord Abbott Growth Opportunities Fund. It's ticker symbol LMGAX. And I remember a couple years ago, there was a Lord Abbott fund in the danger zone. It wasn't this fund, but I also know this is not your favorite fund company. But why is this fund attracting your attention now? Because, by the way, if somebody were to look it up, and again, it's LMGAX, and they were to go to Morningstar or Lipper, they're not going to find much to recommend it. But they're going to think at least that it's kind of middle of the pack. You don't think so. Why not?
Correct. So this one has kind of three main problems. The first one being a misleading style classification. And then there's stock picking methodology that leads to poor portfolio holdings and then above average costs. So on that first note is the style classification. The fund's stated goal is investing primarily in stocks of mid-sized U.S. companies, which, you know, normal mid-cap designation falls between 2 and 10 billion. But when we look at actually their holdings, only 12% of assets are in companies that would fall into that 2 to 10 billion. Majority of it is, you know, top 10 holdings range from 31 to 52 billion. So really, you're looking at a fund's holdings that skew much larger. And so we actually classify it in our system as an all cap growth fund. So right off the bat, you know, investing, you think you're getting mid cap, really you're getting a lot of large cap and some even small cap companies. So it's much different than that stated goal or classification. Then on the holding side of it, you know, we dig in and look at the holdings of every fund, each fund ETF under coverage to kind of get that true predictive risk reward rating there. When we look, dig in here, we see that, you know, 43% of the portfolio is in unattractive or worse rated stocks. On the flip side, just 7% of stocks are in attractive or better. So you've got a portfolio that is largely based up of holdings that are low profitability, high valuations, or, you know, middle of the pack profitability and overvalued companies. So it's really just a low quality portfolio in general, which helps drive that very unattractive rating that we get compared to that Morningstar rating. And the last point is total annual cost. You know, we look at the total cost of investing in the fund, not just the stated expense ratio. Look at things, you know, front end loads, back end loads, transaction costs, stuff like that. And this fund's costs are higher than 93% of the all cap growth mutual funds under coverage. And they're, you know, almost more than double the weighted average of all those funds. You're getting misleading style, low quality holdings, and you're paying more for those holdings.
Yeah, you put that all together. Obviously, it sounds bad. This fund, like I said, if you look at it from other measures, people who don't view the funds the way you do, they would say, well, it's kind of middle of the packish. You can hide a lot with mediocre and average performance. And that would seem to be what's happening here. When you look at a portfolio like this one and see what's going on, you know, how does this compare when normally we're looking at a stock and saying, here's how out of whack the valuation is. Is there a way to look at a fund like this and sort of say, here's what we kind of expect or what we think it's worth relative to what it's selling at?
So we don't really look at, you know, any kind of price on the mutual fund or the price target kind of thing as we could, you know, do a DCF scenario on an individual fund. But we can still quantify the expectations for the future growth in all the holdings of the mutual fund. When we do that, we can see that the holdings of this fund have a price to economic book value of 4.7, which basically implies that profits are going to more than quadruple from current levels. Compare that to kind of the S&P 500. The expectations are only for double. So obviously still high expectations, even in the S&P, but you know, expectations for future profits in these companies in this fund are more than double the S&P 500. And when you couple that with already lower profitability compared to the S&P 500, you're looking at a situation where you've got, again, lower historical profits, higher expectations for future growth, not a good combination, which helps drive that very unattractive rating on our side.
That would be why Lord Abbott Growth Opportunities, ticker symbol LMGAX. Well, it's why it's potentially headed for trouble, but it's also in the danger zone. Kyle Guskey, always great to chat with you. Thanks so much for joining me on the show to do this.
Great to be here. Thanks.
Kyle Guskey is investment analyst at New Constructs, where they evaluate securities from most attractive to most dangerous. You can learn all about it at newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at newconstructs. And again, if you like what you hear, but you want more detail than we're able to give you in the short time we've got together with their experts, well, go to the website and dig in, because they blog about all their danger zone picks. There's charts, there's graphs, there's a lot more information that will help you understand what you are looking at and hearing about here in the danger zone. We are headed for home on the Monday, October 18th edition of Money Life. Up next, I'll be talking about my Halloween traditions and how they're changing this year. This is Money Life.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.